Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds.
At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot, we charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right. We're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
Sissies, we are in a state.
Is there a new flavor of Oreos?
No.
Oh, they finally started a gay men who can knit subreddit?
No. And if they did that subreddit, I would report it for being sad.
Well, what is it then? Some new Keira Knightley movie?
Close. Sissies, we are excited for Vanderpump Villa, a new reality show starring Lisa Vanderpump.
Now on Hulu. Oh yeah, it looks delish and the guys are really hot.
It's not only about the hot men, Maddie. This is a high-class show, and Lisa Vanderpump is taking us across the pond. Sissies, in this gorgeous new show, you can join Lisa and her hand-selected staff at Chateau Rosabelle, a glamorous estate in the French countryside.
With really hot French guys?
No. Well, maybe. Stop distracting me. Sissies, meet the elite staff as they work, live, and play together 24/7 while dealing with rivalry, romance, and misadventures. But don't get it twisted. The staff will need to meet Lisa's high standards as they try to provide once-in-a-lifetime experiences for their guests.
True. And Lisa has a staff. Mixologists, chefs, housekeepers, event coordinators, and a chateau manager.
Who's really, really hot.
I knew you'd get there. But sissies, not everybody has what it takes.
Oh no, it gets messy. So get prepared, sissies, because Vanderpump Villa has first-class luxury and world-class drama.
Watch new episodes of Vanderpump Villa every Monday, now on Hulu.
Okay, y'all.
Ooh.
I gotta say...
Are you feeling fertile, everybody?
Before we start, I have four words. To this we've come.
Literally. C-U-M.
I don't know if I start out my life as a poor white child in South Carolina knowing that I would have to be talking about a show where a woman wants to get impregnated and these are her suitors.
I mean, this is basically a reenactment of you in the defensive line. Yes.
We've got Kristen Davis.
Oh my God, Charlotte, she's my favorite.
She must need the cash.
That Sex and the City money must have run out.
You've got two cheers in a cup before you knock me up. This is Labor of
like 5 times.
Sperm in my pussy.
Ooh, this is sticky.
You know,
get in here, boys.
I must say, some of those men did look familiar. I think I recognized Alan.
Mama wants a baby.
Well, I keep trying, and I haven't gotten pregnant yet. Trust me.
No, that's
I
not a baby. That's just Poodle's ass because it's quarantine. It's like,
fuck me.
Just gurgles.
Just gurgles.
Fuck you.
Y'all.
This Ooh. Is Labor of Love.
This is Labor
Day
of Love.
90 Day Gaze presents Labor of Love.
If you're new to the show, my name is Matt Marr, a.k.a. Maddie.
And I am Poodle, a.k.a. Jake. We recap 90 Day Fiancé, and we are the 90 Day Gaze.
And we recap 90 Day Fiancé, but also we recap a lot of shows
about love.
People looking for love, and I guess this is about that.
That is like my first thing to talk about. Y'all, this show's about love, but it's not about romantic dating. This is not a dating show.
No.
This is kind of along the lines of those Fox reality shows like Joe Millionaire, The Swan.
High caliber.
You know.
Emmy Award winning.
Dating in the Dark.
You know, they originally were going to put this on Sundance, but you know, it just didn't work out.
It wasn't ready for the Criterion Collection yet.
Smithsonian passed. Shocker.
A&E.
A&E might pick it up now.
A&E does a lot of polygamy shows. I love them.
They do a lot of polygamy shows,
so,
yes.
You guys, the conceit of this here is that the show's called Labor of Love, which they could not get past, I guess, stick it in my vagina. Or impregnate me now.
Or seed me like a Nebraska farmer.
Exactly.
Husk my corn with your jizz.
Oh, God.
Y'all, if you get offended by jizz jokes, you're going to need a lot of them. You're either going to drink your fucking White Claw before you listen, or you're going to need to turn the channel.
Yeah, you're going to... I don't think no one turns the channel anymore.
You know what? I can get nostalgic.
You can just get to another podcast. So I want to start by, this is in the mode of a Bachelor-ish kind of show. So you guys, it starts with a lovely girl, Christy. She's very pretty. I don't know if you've watched the show, but I don't know if you could hear, but she's 41 years old.
She only mentioned it like... 7 times. I do like her. We don't know a lot about her. She's kind of generic right now, but
too.
She seems likable. She seems intelligent.
I think she does. She's very pretty. I'm concerned that's all there is.
I don't know.
Yeah, there's you know how you see people on reality TV and you think, "Oh, that's an interesting person," or I feel like there's something there. Mm-hmm. Like I felt that with, like, you know, I didn't really watch The Bachelor, but like Hannah Brown, the most recent Bachelorette.
Or Robbie LaRiviere on Finding Prince Charming.
Completely different idea, but okay.
But he wasn't. That show was horrible.
But you can relate it
back to semen.
I kind of don't see a lot in her. I don't know.
I don't know either.
This is the first episode, you guys.
This first episode, a good way for me to describe this first episode to me was frenetic.
Oh, yeah. It was so fast.
It was so fast and all over the place. We meet Christy. She's 41. She lives in Chicago.
And you guys, this is not a normal show because she not only wants to find the love of her life, she wants to have a baby like yesterday.
Like yesterday. That clock is going... Ring, ring, ring with the baby. Ding, ding, ding with the bell.
Because y'all...
Stick in my vagina. Give me semen. Something
sell.
You know, that fell apart.
Yeah,
did. Sometimes it does, y'all.
I actually tried to stop you, but you kept going.
You did.
When I interject, that means this is not going well. I'll let you finish it if I think it's good. But, so y'all... When you'll tell when he starts on a song and I know it's not going to make any sense. When there's one bad rhyme in the beginning, I will try to pull that plug.
Sometimes I listen.
Seven times out of ten, he listens. That was not
Sometimes,
good.
Sometimes, yeah, it happens.
I just would have rather just. I would like to stop and watch you do it, but the show would be 3 hours long. So you guys, she's trying to wants two things. She wants a partner. Mm-hmm. And she wants to start a family, hence the name Labor of Love, which is kind of a little results-oriented there. They're talking about the baby being born way down the idea. And because Kristen Davis tells us, who's the host.
Sex in the City fame, y'all. Charlotte.
As we said in the theme song, that Sex in the City money, where did that go?
Well, Sex in the City 2 was horrible.
I guess that she...
And now What's-Her-Name doesn't want to do anymore because... She hates them all.
Kim Cattrall?
Because she hates them all.
I really feel like, though, with the residuals, because it still airs in syndication, does she really need that money?
Her publicist or agent told her she needed to do this.
I just feel like her image is completely antithetical to this show.
Well, it is and it isn't because...
She had fertility problems. Yeah.
She had fertility problems in life, but also... So did Charlotte. That was Charlotte's big thing. Did you watch Sex and the City?
You know, this is an admission. I've never seen a full episode of Sex and the City, and I feel like I need to. I know who they are.
You should watch a couple episodes just for reference, because it's still such a part of.
I cannot handle Samantha's puns. It was part of the problem.
You literally are Samantha. Like, you actually are Samantha.
But I don't say those terrible puns. I don't talk like this.
You literally are Samantha. Remember when Christina Aguilera did her impression and we all died because it was amazing?
Yes, it was amazing.
But that is the character of Charlotte. She has a hard time having a baby, and that's all that character wants, is to have a baby. So that's why they asked her to do this, because she is... Hell, they even look alike. I do think from a diversity perspective, I'm like, maybe we could have gotten like an African-American.
Maybe we could have gotten a black woman.
Either a black woman to have a baby or a black woman as a host or an Asian woman. And don't get me started on, we're going to talk about The Bachelors, but there are no Asian men on this fucking show. And it's a problem.
There are two black men.
Because I would take Asian men's semen. It's good too.
Two
it's kind of hot.
Italian looking guys.
Yep.
One South African
kind
man
one.
Who can stick it in.
Woo!
Y'all, even one of the other bachelors, Marcus, wants to fuck him.
Yeah. And there's like one Latin guy.
Yeah.
But again, there
are one guy who's indeterminate, Philip.
But even I will say, even the black man, even the Latin guy, and yes, I'm a white man talking about this, but they all seem to they all seem kind of vanilla, just boring, right?
All of them.
Right?
All of them. I think we're going to get more. You've obviously never watched The Bachelor. Because they're all first impressions.
Yeah, that's true.
You're used to shows, watching competition reality shows where people are showing you more.
Somebody told me that they know Keith, and I don't remember now who told me that.
He's a gym owner. That's what I know.
Anyway, y'all.
I want to talk just in broad terms about this show.
Well, okay. We should tell people a little bit about Christy real quick. Just that she was 37 and she got married. She kind of thought she was going to do all the right things. And then she got divorced 6 months after she got married, which means, y'all, she found out her husband was probably crazy.
It's one or the other. She found out her husband was crazy.
Or she went loco.
She realized she could not do it.
Yeah. So she said, I did all this work to do the conventional path, and it doesn't work out. And that, I think, was a relatable story to tell, because I think a lot of women and men think they do all the right things, and then you're alone fingering yourself to Cheetos figures watching Wheel of Fortune and wondering why you don't have kids.
And you see like three Lean Cuisine boxes.
Yeah.
And you know you're only supposed to eat one, but you're hungry after you eat the first one.
And you told yourself, I'm not going to buy. You said, Sheila, don't buy this hungry man. Just buy the Lean Cuisine, buy three of them and have one. And you told yourself tonight was going to be the night that you were only going to have one. And you had three.
Doesn't sound like anybody I know.
Nuh-uh. Mm-mm.
Hungry man. I've never had a hungry man dinner. Have you?
You know, actually, I have it. My mother hated TV dinners. We never had them.
Stouffer's, like Stouffer's lasagna.
Stouffer's lasagna we've had,
yeah.
But like never the individual.
I never grew up with them. I never grew up with those.
My mother hated them. I want to say, too, just so, because we have a lot of, as Dean would say from 90 Day Fiancé, female, but we have a lot of women listeners, and we know that. I just want to say, we are fully aware that we are two cis white gay men talking about women. A woman's body and her having a baby. And I want to specify, we don't think women need to have kids at all to have self-worth.
Not at all.
You cannot have a baby if you don't want to have a baby.
I wish there were less people who had kids.
We need less people in the world. There's too many.
You don't need a baby to complete you. You can also have a baby at 41. It's fine.
By yourself. Out here, you can adopt.
Yeah, and that's why I don't know if you saw
this.
Go
into your thing, yeah.
She did go to the fertility clinic and said, I am going to freeze my eggs because if this doesn't work out, I'm going to have a baby regardless.
Great.
And so that was like the smartest thing the show did.
A lot of my female friends are like, should I freeze my eggs or not? And I know that it's expensive and a little painful. But I'm like, but you're so stressed out about this. Just freeze your eggs. And then it's just peace of mind.
Right. I think out here in Los Angeles, I meet a lot of my friends a lot of those women have had like advanced maternal age, as they call it.
Mm-hmm.
And that's anything we talked about, anything over 35, and y'all.
35 is a geriatric
pregnancy. Yeah, geriatric pregnancy. Don't you love that? Women who've had it, you have that big stamp.
It's horrible. There's a really, if y'all,
and you have to go to a special gynecologist.
Yeah. If y'all are interested in this topic from a woman's perspective, I have an old improv friend, Molly. She does a podcast called Spermcast. Mm-hmm. And it's, first of all, she's really, really funny, but it's like, this is, it's all about her process of being a single woman wanting to have a baby. Literally, she sings a theme song called Just Give Me Your Sperm. It's great.
So it happens, you guys, completely. So she is relatable in that way. I want to talk about, is this show a dating? This show is trying to be both a dating show and a weird, like, competitive, who can like, seed me up, like, sire me like a bull show.
Again, reminding me of Jake fucking the defensive line.
Pull out, Robbie. Carl's about to come. Get out of there. Yeah,
I
Carl.
I want it all.
Yeah, Carl. Uh-oh, Tommy's coming, too.
He's roughing the quarterback.
Woo!
But there's...
Touchdown!
Kick it between the posts!
Yeah, exactly.
But I really have a problem with the concept of this. It's kind of like how I had a problem with The Bachelor... Lost in Paradise. Bachelor...
Listen to your
Bachelor
heart.
Bachelor Karaoke Dreams.
Listen
yeah.
to your heart, yeah. Are you still watching that show?
It just ended.
Oh, it did?
Yeah.
Who won?
I can't tell you right now. Because I forgot. and it was so underwhelming.
That's all
I forgot. Oh. It was that bad. I still did watch it, though. It got me hooked. Mostly because... But after Julia was gone, I didn't really want to watch it anymore.
Yeah.
Anyway, that show tried to be two things, too. But at least they had the Bachelor franchise going on.
Yes.
This is like, what reason does she have to fall in love with these men if she just wants to have it banged out?
Well, it almost would make sense if this was a Bachelor in Bachelor Labor of Love. You know what I mean? If it was a Bachelor
yes.
spinoff. Yeah, because she's meeting all these people new. I almost would prefer, it would be way more interesting to me, almost if this was a show about like, hey, dude, let's just see if we click, if we could raise a kid together. I just want your semen. If we end up dating,
I
sure.
I think that's exactly what I wanted.
I would much rather see that show.
This is a competition for her sperm donor.
I would much rather. Call it what it is.
If we meet and decide we want, or you want to be in my kid's life, that's fine. But I think that kind of show is way too out there for Fox.
Yeah.
And I think that's maybe way too out there for America. I don't know.
I think it's way too out there for cable.
Yeah. But
they could do that on Netflix maybe or Amazon.
But is it realistic to believe both those things can happen at once? Because when you meet someone...
No, it's not.
When you meet someone, you usually don't have the added stress of, you're gonna have to fuck me in about 3 months. Otherwise, I'm never going to... All right, I'm going to stop you there. Thank you. So y'all, those are my reservations about the show. They're big reservations because I can't see anybody making an actual earnest effort about it. It's a lot. Yeah,
it's a lot.
So. So she meets Kristen Davis. All of a sudden, Kristen Davis shows up. She's toast, I should say. They fly down to Atlanta.
Yeah, she flies to Atlanta. Kristen Davis brings her a peach pie. I don't think she made it.
She did not. This was bought at
Costco.
Publix.
Yeah, Publix. H-E-B.
I don't think they have that in Atlanta.
Oh, that's just Texas?
Yeah.
Oh,
I don't know. Maybe I'm wrong.
Hey, Siri, what kind of grocery stores do they have in Atlanta?
I just told you. Publix. Kroger. I am kind of from
one
around that area.
One possibility is Smart and Final on Wilshire Boulevard. Want to try that one?
Oh, God. Siri fucked up.
So, y'all, Kristen Davis does kind of explain why she's there. It's not, and then, although Christy does say, Charlotte, you are my girl.
By the way, if you were... having a baby by yourself and the only grocery store you're going to is Smart and Final, you need to ask for help. Anyway, yes.
Some good deals there.
She's like, yes, Charlotte, you're my girl, which, again, she related to her. And that's when Kristen Davis talks about, which I like that Kristen Davis
said. She worked
said
her whole 30s.
She was like, I worked my whole 30s, and which a yep. lot. See, that's what kind of pulls me in at this. Okay, I'm just going to fully admit this.
Okay.
I'm kind of already hooked into this show. Ugh, and a
really?
Part of me really likes it.
What makes you like it? I'm just curious.
What I like.
I don't like it or dislike it. I'm just kind of freaked out by this weird concoction that
it
is. It
depends on where it goes. If this goes, but I don't think it will, but if this goes from a place of like female empowerment, that this is a woman who has been working in her 30s and building her career, and this is for, and so it's not that she has, I think a lot of women feel guilt that wait later to have children
yeah,
as
I
if
getcha.
They did something wrong. And you're not
I think
doing,
she does feel that too.
And yes.
Yeah.
And so I'm hoping that that alleviates that for women, that if you're a woman and you still, you want to have a kid, but you're like, fuck it, I'm going to build my career first, then do it.
I don't think it's going there.
I don't think it's
And let me tell you why. The focus most of this episode has been on her interaction with the men. And it's
yeah.
still going to be a I choose you competition. And the men have already talked about alliances. So, y'all, this is still a competition
and
show,
so that's
unfortunately.
Why I don't. Yeah, because she talks to Kristen Davis. And then
they're going to have a Southern soiree.
They're going to have a Southern soiree.
Which is not what you have in the South, by the
no,
way.
No. No, it's not.
I've never been to a soiree. I think that's a French word. So and also a soiree, y'all. That's a party that happens at night.
It is.
This is happening in the middle of the day.
You have had a French orgy, though, in France.
And that was at night.
There you go. It was a soirée.
That's kind of like how I think Van Gogh may have painted orgy at night. And it was just me on my back getting pummeled.
And you didn't notice it until you got up close. From a distance, it just looked like the universe.
Just looks like look beautiful. Like
you're
just,
like, is that the Milky Way? And then you get close to you, you're like, oh no, that's jizz.
No, that's an asshole.
That's an asshole with jizz on it. Oh, looked like the Milky Way 10 feet away.
Orgy at night. Sold well at Christie's.
Sold.
So anyway, we see Christie's parents. Well, the problem with Kristen is the host and Christy.
Again, it's like, let's get a host named Rachel. Like,
or call her only, I don't know, Kristen? In, or no, Christ, or,
although some
or
people
Christine?
Although some people still couldn't remember her name.
That's good.
That was real good.
Cindy.
Cindy.
So you guys, we meet Christy's parents.
And they're...
They're very typical Midwesterners.
And again, it's weird because they keep showing people's parents and it's like...
It's so weird.
It's like, why do you, we don't need this.
That was so distracting.
We don't need this.
I know why they're trying to do it, because we're trying to get inside the psychology of them. But when 15 people, it's too early to introduce parents. I also want to say that Christy's father kind of reminds me of... You know, a ventriloquist dummy, but imagine it got older. Like,
yeah.
Elderly.
Yeah, that's it. That's
it's
fair.
It's kind of like red face, but with white
yep.
hair.
Flush
like
cheeks.
Edgar Bergen's, like, ventriloquist
yep.
dummy, but it turned
not like
80.
Yeah, not like Madam. That's a whole different
vintage. No. Like, he would say, like, wow, I'm made of wood, but I love Christy.
Exactly.
And his legs would dangle.
And his wife had her hand up his ass, because she's into fisting. Christy's mom is kinky, y'all.
I don't know. I'm not saying anything about her father. I'm just saying he looks like an elderly ventriloquist dummy.
Can we talk about the men's?
Yes, let's jump in.
The men's. Because as someone on 90 Day Fiancé would say, I'm not familiar with the men. And so...
Thank you, Yolanda.
I just wanted to say this. The mother said, we're concerned. This is, you know, we hope this works out for her. If I did this... My mother wouldn't care. My mother, I'm telling you, I don't care if I came up to my mother, hey, mom, I'm going to have sex with like 10 women in a crack house and hopefully have a baby. Oh, good. I just want a little Matthew. That's all she wants. She would sell my semen to the lowest bidder just
wow.
to get a baby.
Wow.
Oh, yeah.
So you think they're completely supportive, and your mother would be too?
Oh,
about this,
she'd go on the show and interview him.
You would meet these. Your mother would meet these women and say, "Now you know Matthew's a big old cocksucker, right?
No.
He's a big old pickle smoker. He's not gonna be able to put it in you.
But he has a pretty singing voice. He'll sing to you at night. My little angel, he sings." That's what she'll say.
He can set a table real well.
Yes. Have you seen his Wonder Woman lasso? It's cute. He won't tie you up with it, but he'll tell you to tell the truth.
Yeah, the idea of you ever trying to get a woman to...
I don't think I can physically have sex with a woman. I don't think...
I agree.
I have once been to... I know you've done it.
I've done it.
But that was in his... That, y'all, and that was in, when he was in his 20s. When you're in your 20s...
You could do anything.
You'd fuck a squirrel that looked like it had
harder.
Big balls.
But, you know, I might be... I could be pressed to do many things.
I don't know if I could... I remember once my best friend got divorced and I was trying to be a good friend and I took him to a strip club.
Mm-hmm.
And those girls just...
They tried their best.
I mean, they put their tits on my face.
I'm like, honey, you can't get blood out of a turnip.
A woman gave me a lap dance with her clothes on and I could feel her vagina trying to grab my dick. And I was like, nothing. But... We talked about NARS Cosmetics, and I told her about Orgasm Blush, and I said, and it's on brand.
Your straight friend probably went, you're ruining this for me.
No, they were so sweet to him because they love me. He walked out of there drunk with glitter on his face, and he said that was
good.
The best night ever.
Good for him. Let's talk about the men's.
His new wife listens to this podcast, I think. So if you're listening and you know who you are, this is before he met you. It was.
So, y'all, we start with Marcus, who's 39. He's an anesthesiologist. He's a doctor.
He's a doctor.
Perfectly normal. Kind of looks like mashed potatoes.
Yep.
Perfectly normal, though.
Yeah, they're good.
I know.
They're great.
We all need some mashed potatoes.
They might not heat up well.
No.
But you
if you put them in the if you put them in the
in the pot,
in the stove pot, it'll heat
maybe
up well.
Maybe add a little bit of buttermilk.
Yeah. We're gonna move on.
Yeah.
Then there's Jason. Y'all, he's from North Carolina. Y'all, that's kind of how my parents talk.
It is.
Yeah,
I thought that is
very
exactly
much,
how your parents
especially my
talk.
Father. My father's like right around from
and
there.
And even your brother little too.
So he runs his own flooring business. Y'all, he's really Southern.
He's really cute. His body's amazing on Instagram.
And honestly, I'm glad I knew you'd already looked.
Oh yeah.
Honestly, these are the hot guys I would ogle when I was younger.
We're gonna talk about Jason some more.
Yeah,
because
he's got a lot to talk about.
He does what he shows his ass, as we say.
So then there's Matt,
professional wrestler.
Yeah.
Who, I'm gonna be honest, at first I judged him for it. And then as we got to know him, I liked him more. He has pretty eyes.
His story about becoming a professional wrestler was, I think he thought it was cuter than it when it actually was.
I agree. Because
he said, yeah, my dad asked me if I wanted to see someone fly. It was just a really strange
You can fly, you can fly, you can fly.
What's
that have to do with wrestling?
I believe I can fly.
We can't sing that song anymore.
That's because of R. Kelly,
Because he peed on people.
Yeah. No, not just that. No, he was just underage girls.
Yeah.
So, you know, you can pee on someone if you want.
But they need to be of age. And they say, would you like...
You should ask for their IDs.
They say, would you like to pee on me? And you say, thank you, please, sir. And then you pee on them.
Exactly. You need to get consent.
Speaking of consent, this man
Ooh,
has all the consent.
Ellen from South Africa.
Y'all, his Instagram...
He is... Oh.
Oh.
Is he shirtless a lot?
No, he doesn't have that many pictures. However, his chest looks like...
Oh.
It looks like Africa. It's
y'all,
just broad
I would
and
beg,
ready for a safari.
I wish the range down in Africa.
Ooh.
I want to take some time to put your fat dick in my mouth. He's got a huge dick too, y'all. It's
huge
big.
Huge dick.
It's big.
Huge.
It's not the biggest of the show. I'm going to talk about that later.
But y'all, if you're new to the show, we talk about men's penis sizes.
Something called BDF, and that's called, not BDE, Big Dick Energy. That's something you can read.
Mm-hmm.
BDF, Big Dick Face, is something I was blessed with as a child.
Yes, exactly.
And it's the ability to know if a man has a big dick.
And he does.
And sometimes
he knows.
It's been quite a tragedy, because sometimes I'll see them, and I'll date them, and I'll go, I like them personally. But then I know I'm not going to get anything at the end.
It's so rewarding, too, because, you know, kind of like a superhero that, like, denies his or herself. Poodle, for years, admitted he wasn't a dick pig. Oh, all of his 20s. I don't care. What do you care about that? And then in his mid-30s,
He saw the light. I assumed my true form.
It's true. Mm-hmm. Like a phoenix out of the ashes.
So there's Ellen, who is a writer from South Africa.
Yes, we don't know what kind of writer. Y'all come at us if you know.
Marcus has already kind of wants to fuck him. He's like, this guy looks like Gregory Peck. I mean, he looks like his pecs. I want to suck him. I mean,
pussy, tits.
He is striking, though.
He is strikingly beautiful. Next is Trent. Y'all.
He's such a douche.
Trent is that tennis instructor who always smells like stale cigarettes in your country club.
I'm going to say this now. I'm going to hate this guy. I guarantee you,
he said he's a woman whisperer.
He's not a horse whisperer. Not a great comparison there. He's like, because he has older sisters. So I'm like the woman whisperer.
And he doesn't have any males to carry on his blood. Which
so great.
He is Southern as well. And y'all in the South.
He's from Colorado, though.
But his dad was Southern.
He's Southern, yeah.
Because his dad had an accent when they showed his parents. And
his last name's Broach.
Lineage is important to Southern people.
It is. But the thing is, you guys, women, she could decide. Women don't have to take a man's name.
Yeah.
So,
she can have his baby and say, this kid's last name is going to be Smith or whatever Christie's name is.
Or his sisters could keep their own names.
Yes.
You know, I'm just kind of like that obsession with lineage. Now, I come from it, so I can't say anything about it. You know, or maybe name your, if you have a girl, God forbid, you have the misfortune to have a girl.
Yeah.
Maybe give your middle name to, I don't know if I want a girl named Broach. I think your name should die.
That's a bad name.
It's not even spelled like Broach, like a woman.
No, it's weird.
It's like B-R-O-A-C-H.
What's that mean?
Rhymes with Roach.
Not good.
Your name should die.
It's like
I proclaim it.
It's like we once were camp counselors to a man whose last name was Slutsky, and he had five daughters, and that's the way it needed to be. Because nobody needs to be a Slutsky anymore. Even they said, "Why do I want to be a Slutsky?"
He was hot.
He was hot, so hot, and he founded AOL and was rich as fuck.
I don't know if you should have told him the actual business he founded, but that's okay.
It's fine. Y'all, next is Stuart. He's 40. He's a CEO. He has worked really hard. Kind of like with Christy, he's just worked hard and he hasn't really thought about it. He's cute. He seems fine. He seems funny.
They're all, I will say, it's different than the normal Bachelor things, you guys, because these are guys who are a little older. Everyone's at least 30.
No one is under 30.
I feel like most everyone's over 35. I think someone's 36.
Philip is the youngest.
Yeah,
and I think Philip is 36.
Yeah. And they're all the way up to 46. Most people are like 38.
Can I just say, not to toot our own horn, but I guess this is a sunblock.
I thought the same.
The drunk elephant vitamin C and my Trentonin. But
drunk elephant vitamin C.
It's the best vitamin C, y'all.
That makes my face, that their stuff makes my face break out a little bit.
Yeah, Ulla Henriksen has a good vitamin C, too. You
we
should try that.
We can't talk about this.
Y'all come at Poodle with your sensitive vitamin C's because he needs it. Everybody needs it. Anyway. We look so much younger.
We look much younger than these guys.
And we are, you know.
I'm older than a lot of them.
But, yeah, we are in our 40s.
Yeah.
And we look, I'm just saying, good for us.
Good for us. So then there's Angelo, who's from Florida, and he's a firefighter.
Oh, and I thought Marcus is a firefighter.
No. That Marcus is the...
I typed the wrong name.
Is the... Shocking. Shocking that you would get someone's name wrong. I'm actually shocked. When we start talking with these men, he's going to call them the wrong names all the time.
Yeah, mm-hmm. Get ready.
So there's... Angelo hopes he can find someone with whom he can share his values.
Angelo.
Angelo.
He's fine. He's fine.
Yeah,
his parents were funny.
Yeah. Again, y'all, my douche level of... I'm doing a...
Yeah, you sound like...
Like Gopher.
Yeah.
Or Heidi in Closet.
Heidi in Closet.
I have such a low douche tolerance these days, I can't even deal. There's, you're right. Philip is next.
Philip's he's a medical technician. He's
very curly hair.
Very curly hair. He's cute. And then there's Tally.
Tally. Who's got a scratchy voice.
Tally did a lot of coke in his early 30s, and he looks like it.
Yeah.
Because he's 46, yeah. And he looks 10 years older than us.
And he's now
he's
probably,
an attorney.
He spends a lot of time on his body.
He works out. Dun,
dun, probably
like
takes
the music that says, "She's as cold as ice." Dun, 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 willing to sacrifice. Lift that weight, bro.
Probably works out at a male only gym. You know that they have those.
Yeah.
Y'all, maybe. Tolly doesn't take performance enhancing drugs. However, he does take creatine.
Yeah.
Or something like that.
Yes. His farts smell like human growth hormone.
And he's
in very good shape.
He is. He said, "You know what? I'm old enough to know that youth is wasted on the young." And I said, "So he's a half full glass guy."
"I'm old enough to know better,
but I'm still too young to care. Monday morning, I wake up with a hammer in my hand. Boss man yelling something at me that I don't understand. Don't know how I got to work, but I still know I'm there. I'm old enough to know better.
Know better, but
I'm still too young to care."
That's by Wade Hayes. That is called late 90s country.
You're welcome.
It's a specialty of ours.
Wasn't Wade Hayes hot?
Yes. Kind of like goofy looking big dick face.
What happened to him now?
He's probably working at a...
Hey Siri, what does Wade Hayes look like now?
Tony Wade Hayes is an American country music artist. Signed to Columbia Records.
Doesn't say.
He made his debut.
Okay, I get it. I get it. You screwed up. Just show me the picture.
I said he was probably just working at a lady footlocker or something.
That's true. Probably.
Then there's Keith.
Keith is a gym owner. He was helped a friend be a co-parent for a year.
Yeah, that's a good resume thing to have.
He said that he can get hot really quick and is emotional. So, y'all, he's going to be the crazy bitch.
Yeah, you're right. Then, and he even was trying to fix someone's collar, and someone called him Collar Boy, and I'm like, maybe not be the first to call one of the two black guys boy.
Yeah, maybe not. Maybe not.
And he kind of got annoyed. He's like, "Collar Boy."
It was weird.
Y'all. Yeah, I can only see what's going to happen there. Y'all,
and then there's Gary.
Gary.
Who's cute.
He is.
He's nerdy cute.
He's my favorite of all of them.
He is your type.
Yeah.
He is a company that makes baseball bats out of
baseball bat maker.
San Francisco. He's really handsome. He seems like a smart, just normal guy.
He's my favorite.
He won't last because he's not reality TV. Yeah. He's going to be boring. And then last is Walker.
He's from South Carolina.
He's a funeral director, and he fears dying alone.
There's a lot more. You said last.
Who else is there? Oh, wait. Sorry, I had to scroll up.
Then there's Kyle, y'all.
Ooh.
Who's 6'8".
Gagoosh. Ka-chunk.
Huge hands.
Mm.
Bigger dick.
Doom.
That sound was not him walking. That was the sound
that was
of him
his
just
dick swinging.
Just swaying.
Sweet Kyle Dick. Coming for to fuck my whore.
Nope, no more. Jason
I said a sweet no.
This better end well.
I'm done.
I know. Jason basically says, "Oh, you play basketball?" He's like, "Volleyball." He's like, "Oh, I play volleyball too." And he's like, "Oh, what do you play for?" "Oh, I just play on the beach."
And Kyle's like, "No, I fucking play."
Yeah.
He's from Austin. He was 5 years in the Air Force.
He's gorgeous.
He is. He has pretty eyes.
Yeah.
His eyes kind of remind me of Lauren and what's his name from Love is Blind?
Cameron.
Cameron's eyes from Love is Blind.
Then we have Mario from New York. Mario.
He's
Italian.
Mario.
And the kids are like...
He's a kid from Queens with big dreams. I liked him. He was like... He was the one that had parents I liked.
And the parents are like, hopefully he'll have a child that's a boy.
But he does look like a walking ragu commercial.
He does.
So do his parents. Like, it's like...
It's in there. Semen.
Semen. A semen on there. And then we have Budge.
Y'all, you know, if you watch The Bachelor, there's always one contestant that doesn't really fit in. That was kind of the wild card that they threw in just to be different than the others. That's Budge.
Poor Budge is boring. Poor.
You know, he's a conservative man with morals.
So,
and conservative men with morals obviously don't drink.
So he doesn't drink. He's one of the older ones.
I like it
too.
How he conflates the two.
He's 44.
Yeah.
And so he's just having water, whereas the rest of them are drinking.
Yeah.
Again, I wrote in all caps, America, where are the fucking Asian men? This is a problem in diversity. And I just want to say, I want some hot Asian dick up in here. I'm just
fair,
saying.
Fair.
They're fair. Before we, I can't think, move on, will you want to take time, take a little break? So if you're listening to this on the Gatreon, which we should say, the first two episodes of this are going on the regular podcast. So if you're listening on the regular podcast, we're going to take a quick commercial break. But if you're on the Gatreon, just keep on listening. We're going to go right on.
Hey, it's Paige DeSorbo from Giggly Squad. High quality fashion without the price tag. Say hello to Quince. I'm snagging high-end essentials like cozy cashmere sweaters, sleek leather jackets, fine jewelry, and so much more, with Quince being 50 to 80% less than similar brands. And they partner with factories that prioritize safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. I love that. Luxury quality within reach. Go to Quince.com/style to get free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. Quince.com/style.
Hey there, it's Michelle Norris. I'm host of a podcast called Your Mama's Kitchen. When I travel, I'm usually looking for a way to find a taste of home when I'm not at home. And one of the things I love to do when I am at home is entertain. And Airbnb allows me to do that. When I was in California recently, I rented a house that had a great kitchen. And when we were sitting around the table, we're all thinking, we're in someone else's house. Someone could be in all of our homes as well. If you have a home, but you're not always at home, you have an Airbnb. Your home might be worth more than you think. Find out how much at airbnb.com/host.
Poodle, you know when you're listening to a song on the radio and you get the profound feeling that the song playing was written about you?
Oh, it's not a feeling. I know a lot of songs are written about me.
What?
Yeah, when they get a little bite of Poodle, it's hard to let go. There are too many songs to even elaborate on.
That's fine. You don't have to tell us about them.
You know, the song The Scientist about me?
You slept with Chris Martin?
Coldplay.
I know he's from Coldplay.
No, I slept with Coldplay. All of them. Keep up. Lionel Richie, he was stuck on me from the very beginning. Who do you think suggested Nicole should go to boarding school?
Okay, we get it. No, Poodle, I bring this up because apparently you know what it's like to have a song written just for you, but for the rest of us mere mortals.
Your words.
Imagine having the power to gift that same incredible feeling to someone you love with an original song from Songfinch that actually is written just for them. Sissies, Songfinch lets you create an original radio-quality song inspired by your own life and the people you love. It's completely unique, personal, and it lasts forever.
Oh, I love this idea. Flowers die, chocolates melt, but a song is eternal. Unless it's a poorly written song, then bury that thing forever.
Agreed. But I have to say, the songs from Songfinch are really fantastic. They're thoughtful, and they sound like something you would hear on the radio.
Okay, but is it hard to set up? Probably takes a lot of work, right?
Not at all. Songfinch walks you through a simple process to create your original song. Just tell them who the song is for, what style of song you want, and then share some personal details about your relationship. Then an actual Songfinch musician of your choice will write, record, and produce your original song in just 4 to 7 days.
Well, that sounds easy enough.
I know. I just submitted a song request for something I want to use on our tour, and I cannot wait to get it back. And based on the sample recordings I heard when I was choosing the singer, it's going to be so good. I also love that they had unique add-ons that make the gift even more special, like a vinyl record of your song or a one-of-a-kind art piece made from your lyrics. Or you could even add your song to Spotify. With more than 350,000 happy customers, Songfinch is proud to be called the number one custom music company in the world.
Well, Maddie, I want to have a song written about me.
But Poodle, you just said you had.
I want more.
Hush. Sissies, whether your song is for Mother's Day, Father's Day, or an upcoming graduation or wedding, or just to show a loved one how much you care, start your song now to lock in a top Songfinch artist.
And for a limited time, Songfinch is letting our listeners upload their songs to Spotify for free, so you and the lucky person you gift it to can listen to it anywhere, anytime. Go to songfinch.com/realitygaze and start your song. After you purchase, you'll be prompted to add Spotify streaming for your original song for free, a $50 value.
Again, our URL is songfinch.com/realitygaze. Don't forget to share your song with us too. songfinch.com/realitygaze.
You know, Maddie, this reminds me. You know that song from the Four Tops? Can't Help Myself?
Oh, I love that song. Sugar Pie Honey Bunch.
Yep, about me. And the funny thing is, they really are Four Tops.
Okay,
let's move on. So they all the guys are gathered around, and Kristen Davis comes out, and they're like, ah, and I think this is a good sign, because if someone would have been, oh my God, Charlotte, he might have been a homosexual.
It's not going to be your baby daddy. It's not going to I mean, he could. He's not going to have sex with you.
None of them knew who she was.
They were like, who is she?
She looks famous.
Oh, wow.
Did she serve us at Buffalo Wild Wings?
Is that that girl from the Jergens commercial?
Yeah, exactly.
That's good.
So it's a good thing.
So she starts mingling.
Christy does.
Yeah, she starts mingling. And
she looks really pretty, by the way.
She looks really pretty a lot. And so they're kind of talking. Let's just get to it. Suddenly, y'all... waiters come out.
Like it's Hello Dolly, but
hello,
this time.
Hello, Seaman. Well, hello.
I was gonna say, this is the waiters Seaman. Gallop, but with jizz.
Seaman, you'll never go away. Seaman, you'll never go away. Take it, poodle.
Seaman, you'll never go away again.
Jizz.
So... you guys, this is where the show goes off the rails.
Hello, Dolly.
For the first time, it is like the fucking waiters gallop.
Seaman. Y'all, that was a Carol Channing deep cut for you gays out there.
Christy.
Christy.
Christy. Are they going to fuck you right now?
Alien, can I see your dick? Ooh.
Now, she should have hosted that.
She should have hosted it.
Christy, who's going to be your father?
So, y'all, they go out to their, behind them is a mobile collection center. Also what they called me in college.
There goes mobile collection center.
Hey, boys.
Hey.
I've called it the cum trailer.
Yep.
Literally,
or they just
the
do, right, just
semen receptacle.
Cum dump. Just call it what it is. Call it what it is.
This, cum compartment.
So this is actually part of the show that I actually was shocked by, but also liked, in that I kind of love that they are sexualizing these men. And also women have to talk about their bodies and their reproductive. They talk.
I totally agree.
All the time. And I love that we're taking this look in some way with men.
I like that. I agree with that. However, the show lost all its credibility when it did this. Because if the roles were reversed and this was a man having to find women to have his baby, first of all, that would have never happened.
That would never happen.
But if the women had to be checked to see if they were fertile, it wouldn't work either. So I get what you're saying. I'm saying they lost their credibility.
I guess what they're saying that, you know,
they could have, but they could have done this. This should have been pre-screened ahead of time.
I think they did. I 100% guarantee you they checked on this, because if a guy had a low semen count, he wouldn't be able to be on the show.
I totally agree. But I'm saying that as soon as they did this stunt, that was what the idea about love is gone.
I was going to say, the idea of love is gone. Yeah. And that's where I wish they just made this about meeting people, having connections with them.
Yeah, but it's just not going to be.
It's not going to be.
I guarantee you it's going to be a lot more about love than it's going to be about making a baby.
It's true.
So
they all get a semen. They all get their semen.
So I want to just set this up.
Okay.
They're walking in. There's like six doors or five doors, mm-hmm. and they're all walking into it like it's a porta potty.
Uh-huh.
And they're all jerking off at the same time. Just to be clear, y'all, you don't just jizz when you open your pants if you're a woman.
No,
as you know. It takes a while to work up that jizz.
And I know.
You gotta stir the batter.
You can't mess up the semen sample, too, so you can't use lube or spit or anything. You just gotta.
Really?
Yeah, I've heard you gotta just dry do it.
Wow.
Yeah.
Would you have been able to do this in a room with all the crew of production? You know there's a grip with a camera right up your head.
Funny, I've never had sex being watched before.
Like, because I've done a lot of freaky deaky shit.
Yeah, I hope there's not some voyeuristic tape out there somewhere.
Yeah, I should tell you about...
Spooge.
Don't listen to my last cam session.
Yeah.
So, anyway, then there are these weird men standing guard.
Well, they take the samples, and then they take the samples, and then, y'all, if that's not enough... There's a prize and a trophy given.
Yes,
to the most virile.
We went off the rails. Then now, y'all, it's about getting the prize bull to fuck her.
And this is why I'm like, I wish they would throw out love as well.
Yeah,
and y'all, guess
it's
who?
It's Alan.
That's
what Maddie's Aunt Peggy calls me.
Yeah,
Alan.
She thinks he looks like Alan for Two and a Half Men.
And I will. I used to get. John Cryer, that I looked like him when I was younger.
Y'all,
so, she called me Alan,
only, not only is he gorgeous, not only does he have a South African accent, not only does he have a pretty big dick, he has the highest sperm count.
Fill me up when you take down your pants for my asshole.
What song
you
is that?
Fill me up.
Oh, I get it. Wow. You changed too many words, and I didn't know what it was. You also didn't do it in the right key, but that's okay. So, anyway.
You fill me up.
No, stop.
You fill me up. I can't go any higher.
No. So, then they give trophies. That was when I went, okay, this show's going to be a disaster.
It's going to be great.
I'm just going to watch it burn.
It's going to be great.
So she says goodnight and's just yelling at him from her house. So there's two twin houses, y'all. It's mm-hmm. it's still even more culty.
It's
so
like,
they're in one house. She's in another. So it's this weird, like, group of, like, horny boys, and she's the damsel clean, super clean mm-hmm. princess in the other
mm-hmm.
who's, like, they're all competing to impregnate her.
Mm-hmm.
It's fucked up. I think the show's fucked up.
I've watched some porns that have started this way, and the girl ends up going to see her mother, and the guys are all alone in the house.
Ooh.
I've seen that movie.
Mm-hmm. So they come to the house is all weird and like Handmaid's Tale-y a little bit too, because there's a big sign that says fatherhood. That really yeah. creeps me out.
It's
and the
a
guy's like,
house.
That's what this is about, making babies.
It's very season one of like Chip and JoJo. It's like Pretty in White with all these like.
I don't like all the white. It's too much. I have a big problem with all that white.
Well, that's actually outdated. People don't do their yeah. homes now with that. People are starting to do color. A lot of white. But there's the fatherhood room has beer on tap. Y'all, by this point, the guys are in the fatherhood room. Jason is full
he's
on
so drunk.
Drunk. He is
He's been
drunk.
Ripped for about 3 hours.
And he's already been like kind of, I'm going to say something that's controversial here. He's already kind of been hanging on people.
He's been
all
flirting
these guys
with the boys.
I think Jason could be closet gay.
I agree.
His body is too perfect.
He did tell, I think was it Keith? He's like, I got your ass if you don't sink this next ball.
And they're playing pool, not ball.
Not the first time someone said that to me.
And you know what? Poodle sunk the ball.
Truth. So Mario, Jason's really drunk. He's like to the point where he's barely holding on.
Throwing up drunk. Mario even has to help him go to the bathroom.
I know, Mario was, it was so sweet.
That
Mario's
was
taking
sweet.
Care of him. That's all I have. Day two.
Yes.
Jason's hungover, you guys.
He's hungover.
Jason's parents says he's a little bit of heaven. He's a little bit of heck.
His mom kind of looks like Paul's mom.
It does.
She's just, yeah, but she said they go to, and they decided.
I'm a little bit country. I'm a little bit
homosexual.
Yeah.
I'm six. Mm-hmm.
So they go to the barbecue and they're like, let's start yelling out her name. And Alan's like, okay, Cindy. And they're like, nope.
Well, they don't say that. They'll say, let's serenade her. Let's serenade her with a song we all know. Then obviously they give up and they're just like it's Lord of the Flies. They're like, Christy! 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 Like they're doing a fucking keg stand at a frat party.
This is when I had to leave for about a minute.
It's just,
let's be honest, 30 seconds.
It really feels primitive, y'all.
It feels really gross. Ooga booga, yes. Let's fucking make kids.
I'm going to beat her in the like, head with a club and I'm going to drag her.
Yes, exactly.
But it's also, but at the same time, she has the power.
But she has the power.
But not really in a
but
way.
But they're not being overt. It's like they're trying to be a subtle feminist show instead of saying, this show is about giving women back the power.
But it's not.
It's not. But it's not. Yeah.
Yeah. She's going to, reading the tea leaves. She's going to go through them and say, and eliminate them and say ridiculous things like men would say to women.
Yep.
Mm-hmm. How is that doing any better?
It's true.
Yeah.
I was more concerned with y'all. There was some cheap ass liquor at that barbecue.
I said the same thing.
Those were cheap ass liquor.
It looks like Burnett's vodka, I think I spied.
This is season one, y'all. They don't have a budget.
No. No, it does not look good. So Trent is very excited. He's got a jacket on like my grandmother had right before she died.
Oh,
it's very
yeah.
floral. Mm-hmm. My grandmother loved jackets like that.
It was a bomber. He's trying to be Karamo from Queer Eye, but it looks better on Karamo.
Yeah.
Much better. Yeah. So then basically they're doing this barbecue, and this is where this shit we get the familiar of the Bachelor of, hey, can we talk for a second?
Yeah, can I steal you for a second? There's a lot of stealing.
There's nothing really that important about this part.
No.
She likes Stuart. He seems nice. Marcus seems nice. Alan says dating has been hard for him, and I'm like, because you're fucking everything? Because what's hard about it, Alan?
Because as soon as you talk, people want to jump on your dick?
Because he's fucking gorgeous. Yeah. Unless he's writing like porn or like Calvin and Hobbes. And even if he was writing Calvin Hobbes, that's doable to me.
I think I'd be fine.
Calvin's funny.
So she does talk to Tali, and she can't get a straight answer out of him. He's like, I want to know more about you. And the thing is, she is the investigator here. So yeah. It makes sense for her to ask all the questions.
Yes.
And
but a lot of men don't want to get control.
I know.
So that is interesting.
And you can even see it with some of the men. They don't really want to talk about themselves.
Yeah.
And we'll find this out when she decides who to eliminate. Which she says, I don't see us starting a family
together. I kind of love that. I kind of love it. That's how she eliminates them, y'all.
It is exactly how she should do it, but it also appalls me.
I enjoyed it.
Because...
Oh, God.
I won't talk about it. This is not how you... Yes, it's reality television, but it's putting things in all the wrong orders.
Well...
I know. It's reality television.
Television is not where we should set our
She
morality.
Does talk to Philip, and he's like, can we go inside? It's freezing.
He's like, it's cold. I have no body fat. So they go inside. She talks to him. I mean, it's really just her talking to a bunch of people, and it's kind of boring. So we get to the part. This is what I thought was interesting. So later that night, the guys go to their living room.
Yeah.
And Christy goes with Kristen. And on an iPad,
yes.
This is kind of what I love about it, is that they're subjugating these men.
This was interesting. So all the men have to watch her. You've never watched The Bachelorette, because it's just like this.
Oh, it is? I don't watch Bachelorette at all.
Like, she has all the power, too.
I guess that's true.
I
but did they show her
you're
on...
acting like this is a huge...
But did they show on the app of, like, her choosing?
No, that's new.
So basically, y'all... That her iPad is hooked up to an app, so on one side are all the guys, and she moves them over
it's a power move.
To their safe space. But it's interesting, because you'll see her move a guy over, then change it back and move it back.
Yeah.
And the guys are like, whoa.
That is just kind of a miserable fuck you move.
And then, so any guys that she doesn't move over to the I will continue to date you side,
she needs to talk to them.
She needs to talk to them, but it could be a good way of,
yep.
I want to talk to you and tell you that I'm connecting with you, or I need to talk to you and tell you bye-bye.
This wasn't explained to the men.
I love that.
I think a PA forgot to explain this.
yeah. some PA named Tyler, he was like, oh, fuck.
he was off getting a white claw for some producer.
It's true. Because the guys were sweating, but basically there was four guys that...
Who need to talk to her.
Who need to talk to
her. And I will say, you guys, when Mother Poodle comes to me and says, Jay Brown, I need to talk to you for a second, it's never good.
It's never good. It's never good.
That's
and
my mother,
scared.
By the way. We tell a lot of stories on about her Mother with Poodle. 90 Day
we
Gays.
We do. But the guy, her front runner, or the people that she needs to talk to are Stuart. Well, yes, the people she needs to talk to are...
Jason Phillip.
Tolly
Stewart.
Yes. And so... Kristen says, I know it feels awful, but you hopefully will join the other men in the fatherhood room. That's what they're calling it.
Yeah.
So basically she says...
In the jizz jungle.
Y'all, we haven't talked to it a lot, but I'm pretty sure that our TiVo stream is going to have a lot of secret scenes.
Oh,
get ready.
God bless.
So I'll start first with Tally. She was like, we had a great time. But I found you to be evasive, and honestly, we're not going to be a match. So he leaves.
Then Philip, she's like, I just don't see us starting a family together. You're at a different point in your life.
She starts Stuart first. And Stuart, she says, I connected with you. You're doing great. And then she talks to Gay Jason, and she's like, look, bitch, what's going on with your drinking? And he basically says, I was just nervous. And those were my nerves.
It's not like this.
And
in
I won't
my
drink
hometown.
Like that again.
I'm not used to being around people who aren't cows.
Cut to, she says, okay, you can stay another day. Cut to, we see Jason down in the fatherhood going, can I get a drink?
Yeah, that's not going to go well.
I'm telling you, Jason, it starts with a finger up his butthole when you're giving them a blowjob. Next thing you know...
Ain't nothing wrong with that, straight guys.
Nothing wrong. Next thing you got a 10-inch strap on from your lady loving...
And you're pegging him.
And you know what? That's fine, too, straight guys.
Go,
get that D.
Go.
Then next thing you know, you're like, you're asking your lady, can you just stop picking your chin hair out? And then you got a problem.
Anyway, that's the show, y'all. She does... That's this show.
That's...
I'm honestly a little worried of how I'm going to feel.
I think it's going to be horrible. Y'all, we are, I've been talking to them, but we do, our friends with Ronnie and Stephanie of the Rose Pricks podcast. So we are planning on doing the show. So if you want more of this, listen to the Rose Pricks podcast because they'll be covering this. But also, we're going to be doing a crossover episode with them. So that'll be coming up. You can find all of our shows at 90daygays.com. We always love it if you leave a review of this show. 5 stars and say,
Keep going, queens.
Keep looking for scene. Whatever.
I love a review.
We love a review. Go to 90daygays and find us on Instagram and Twitter at 90daygays.
And know that this is the first two we're going to be on a regular feed, and the rest is going to be on the Patreon.
Patreon at the $5 lowest tier. We didn't talk about a sign-off for this show. How do we sign off?
Seeing you later.
Bye.
Poodle, I need to talk to you about something that happened at our New York live show.
The lying designer said it was his first time and that his wife didn't care.
No, Poodle. It's just that people are talking about your outfit from the show.
Oh, yes. My corset that I bought online that was specially made for my body. It accentuated my creamy shoulders and gave me a waist cinched for the gods.
Well, also, I don't know how to say this. But some sissies said their male husbands noticed your...
Caboose? Men flocked to my posterior. It makes sense.
No, the other side. They noticed your junk.
Oh, my.
And apparently there was some jealousy. I can't believe I'm talking about this. But some men said you looked very junk forward, and some male sissies in the audience were a little jealous.
Well, they should be. I bring the heat. Well, if I'm honest, Maddie... I've got a little secret.
Oh, I know you banged the guy that organizes your building's trash bins.
How dare you mention Orlando? I can neither confirm nor deny. No, Maddie, I mean, those male sissies don't need to be jealous at all. Well, maybe a little jealous. But they, too, can be junk-forward like me. My secret is that I wear the contoured pouch and ball caddy from MeUndies.
The contoured pouch and ball caddy?
Yes, the contoured pouch and ball caddy. Not only is MeUndies underwear comfortable and breathable, but it also makes my junk look huge!
MeUndies, who knew?
Yes, and MeUndies has looks for all types of people. From all black classics to fun, expressive prints, MeUndies has a look for everyone. Plus, they come in sizes extra small through 4XL, guaranteeing a flattering cut for everybody.
Oh, and I do know that MeUndies isn't just about underwear. Their lounge collection is incredible, featuring joggers, hoodies, and onesies, and more. And it is unmatched comfort because MeUndies' signature fabric is as soft as a warm hug from your favorite sweater. It's breathable, stretchy, and oh so comfy, making it ideal for all-day wear.
Well, not only are they cozy, but MeUndies uses sustainably sourced materials and works with partners that care for their workers. And if you're not happy with your first pair of MeUndies, it's on MeUndies.
Well, poods, now that I'm living the single life like Nuttily, I need to advertise. I'm getting some MeUndies.
I don't want to hear about your sex life on the podcast. Sissies, good things come in big packages at MeUndies. Get 20% off your first order plus free shipping at MeUndies.com/realitygaze.
That's MeUndies.com/realitygaze for 20% off plus free shipping. MeUndies, comfort from the outside in.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.